the internet disabled. The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has been pushing for a humanitarian pause in the fighting, but so far his calls have been resisted. 11 councillors have quit Labour over Keir Starmer's stance on Gaza. They'd previously called for the party leader to quit after refusing to call for a ceasefire. Burnley council leader Afrazib Anwar says it's a decision they haven't taken lightly.
One of our councillors has been a Labour Party member for 40 years. For us to have to do this, to take this step, because we feel that we're not being listened to and because the party is going in a direction that we don't recognise.
Keir says he wants to see a humanitarian pause in the fighting, but claims a full ceasefire would only embolden Hamas. Thousands of people in Surrey are still without water after Storm Ciarán caused problems at a treatment plant. Supplies of bottled water are being given to people in affected areas, including near Guildford and Godalming. Senior government politician has distanced herself from the Home Secretary's description of rough sleeping as a lifestyle choice. Energy Secretary Claire Coutinho says people should have warm homes and roofs over their heads. One in three of us have reportedly missed a payment on a household bill this year. That's according to figures from the Money and Pension Service, which suggests more than 2 million people did so for the first time. Chief Executive Caroline Sharkovich has this message for anyone affected.
It's not something to be ashamed of, but it is something that you can get help with. And the most sensible thing for people to do is to actually seek that help and get things back into control.
And 75 people who are the same age as the King are going to be given a commemorative £5 coin. People who celebrated their 75th birthday in 2023 can apply to the Royal Mint for the keepsake. That's the latest from Sky News. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks so much to Chris.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Oh, the weather's like you could go for a walk in the woods. That's what I feel. 13 degrees, lovely. Go and hold hands with the one you love in the woods. Yeah. Take the rest of their body as well. That's always good. 13 degrees, sunny and a gentle breeze. It might cloud over around about lunchtime, but still sunshine. Bright and sunny. Pretty cold at 13 degrees, but a nice day to go for a walk.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 90. Now, Rob, in response to my crisps and a sandwich, said that he has had them with some salad, and it actually peps up a sandwich. So, it could be something I might try. I must have tried it years ago. I know people have weird. I mean, I tell you what I like in a sandwich. I've had a couple of bits of cheese at the weekend. That doesn't normally agree with me. I don't eat a lot of cheese, but I've been having you get the Jarlsberg type cheese. I like that one. And I haven't done it, but I used to eat a hell of a lot of beetroot, and I've not done it recently. But I like not pickled beetroot, because that's like the devil's beetroot. I mean the one that's sweet. You know, a little bit sweeter, not the one where you go. I do love vinegar, though. Love vinegar. Always have to have a bottle of the traditional vinegar in the cupboard. Oh, yeah. But I like a little bit of beetroot, a little bit of cheese, and a little bit of mayo. Now, I only have that sandwich very rarely, probably about 3 times a year. But that's really lovely because I love beetroot. And I was eating a hell of a lot of it, you know. It's weird, isn't it? I go through sort of fads of. If I have something for breakfast that I particularly enjoy, then I think about having it for lunch, and I will also have it for dinner, and then possibly even the next day. Sometimes that happens more with, like, savoury things. Say if I have a nice lunch, I'll have it for dinner, and then I'll have it for lunch and dinner the next day, and maybe the day after, and then I don't want to have it again. I think the saddest thing was the other month I ordered something from a well-known kind of... It's kind of a Thai... Vietnamese influence kind of restaurant. It's a big chain, and you'll know them. They've got very comfortable seats on benches, which I just threw my glasses, which I absolutely hate. I always say, can I sit at the one that's got the back padding? I have to sit at the one at the back. I ordered one of their katsu curries, and I've been waiting for it. Right, my friend was over. It's probably about sort of 2 months ago, and I bought one of those washable carpets, not from that shop. I mean, I just had it, you know. And it was needing a bit of a wash anyway. But anyway, I ordered this katsu curry, and they're about 16 quid. They're not cheap. It's not cheap, you know. But I really fancied one, so I thought I'd have the katsu curry with rice. everything else all arrived, their food, they had a little bit of a starter, but we're sitting there going to watch a film. Oh, this is fantastic. I put my food on a tray, and I always put my legs up on my coffee table. This is terrible because I should be sat at the table to watch the film like you do. And I then picked up my drink, which was like a pint of Diet Pepsi or something, put it on the tray, which then made it flip over. The whole of my katsu curry just went onto my cream carpet. I scooped as much of it as I could back up onto the plates. I thought, I'm going to eat that. I don't care what it's covered in. And then I had to spend the next 10 minutes trying to get the katsu curry. You can imagine what that looked like. Sauce off of the carpet. I mean, I've washed it now and it's come up not too bad. It's one of those washable ones. It's not brilliant. If I was to get one of those again, I would. I probably wouldn't. Actually, they're not bad, those washable carpets, and they're quite expensive. But no, I'd rather just buy a new rug. But it was covered in katsu curry. It's shocking, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, what's that? Yeah, I'm just moaning about, I'm not playing your stuff on my show. No, I won't do that. Now, just in case you're wondering, Rob, I won't be playing that. No. Now, coming up, what should we have? I'm just looking, what is loading up on this machine today? It's very weird. Oh, I know, I fancy going back to the 80s. Along with my hairstyle that I've got today. I've got to get my hair cut. If you can recommend a curly hairdressers. Colour, I'm fine with. Colour, I know some very good colourists. It's the cut. I need it cut. I don't have cats, and I do look like I've got 400 at home waiting for me. That's what my hair's gone like. It's awful.
Your head, you think you're mad, too unstable, kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town. Call the police, there's a madman around, running down underground to a dive bar in a West End town.
In a West End town, the dead end world, the East End boys and West End girls. In a West End town, the dead end world, the East End boys and West End girls. Whispering voices, faces on posters, too many choices. If, when, why, what, how much have you got? Have you got it, do you get it? If so, how often would you choose a hard or soft option?
West End girls, West End.
is on our A-list. He was my guest in the studio about 2 months ago. It's Green with Shimmy Shimmy.
Don't care at all. Moving through a crowded room, I can't help but
is REM with I've just put up a post on Instagram and I've got all the speeds wrong, so my voice is like, join me, Michelle Ward, between 10 and 3 on Phoenix FM. 10 and 3, 10 and 1 on Phoenix FM. I don't know why it's gone so quick. I've done something and then I just couldn't be bothered to undo it. So if you do want to see the post, it is up on my Instagram, which is doing quite well at the moment. I posted out, I've got a couple of videos. It's quite exciting actually for me. I'm an old girl, you know, and I like to use my social media. And on my Michelle Wall page, I did a post about it last week. I've got 4.2 million on some of my funny comedy singing videos, which have taken off, which is fantastic. And a couple of others have got, 500,000, 700,000, things like that. So I'm really pleased. 20,000. I'm like, yeah, this is really good. You get some funny comments, though. A lot of the youngsters, like, rip into you. I always come back with a comment and people just laugh. So, and other people I've got on there, some youngsters going, I love what you do, you're so funny. And that's just, you know, but that's the whole thing. How I'm going to convert that into people actually listening to my original music, I don't know. Or the radio show, but, you know, we live in hope. We do live in hope. You never know. People like you in a niche, don't they? If you say you're a singer, but then you do a bit of comedy, but then you've got a radio show, sometimes it's a bit hard for people to say, sort of to join in with you. I'm in a very talkative mood. I always am on a Monday. By Friday, I've had enough. And so have you. By Friday, I'm more or less like half asleep. But this morning, I'm feeling pretty, I'm feeling pretty out there. I've been digging through loads of stuff, as I said, going through the garage. And I found this amazing, it's a birdcage. And it came from one of my friend's dad's, and it is antique. And it's actually got porcelain bird feeders in there, all painted. It's beautiful. I mean, I don't, personally, if you have a bird in a cage, that's fine. That's up to you. I wouldn't want a bird in a cage. I know you can let them out and stuff, but I don't like it. I don't like it. I know the parrots can come out and they can run around, can't they? But I don't like birds in cages. Don't like it. I'd like them outside flying. Oh, not away from you, but, you know, I it's not for me. But it's a beautiful birdcage. Maybe I can put something in it. It needs cleaning, though, because there's obviously been birds in it. I mean, I've had it in the garage for about 20 years, but I think it's from the 1900s or something. It's very ornate. Yeah. I think I'm going to have to blow my nose in a minute. I don't know if I brought any tissues in. That's a bit of a difficulty. I have to use toilet roll. Sorry, I'm just talking to myself there. There's no need for you to really be part of that conversation. Now, I've been playing out this song by Rogue FX. I keep getting here. I've got for some reason, I've got a problem, haven't I? Rogue FX. FX. That's what it is. If you want to find him, he's online. But I like this song. I played this on Halloween, and it's called People Are Strange. Well, they are.
People community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 012 77 71 4477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality. Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
You know what song I'm going to play next? It's on our A-list. I can't help it. It is Duran Duran with Black Moonlight.
I just love this song.
Sorry.
We are on possession with the crucial, with the wild. Taken in possession by the music and the guiles. We'll be right back.
Of different circumstances, isn't there, when relationships fail and people leave each other and all sorts of things. Sometimes things just drift. You're just drifting on like, I don't know, I was going to say a canoe. That's not what I want to say. What are those boats that you have down at Oxford? What are they? Not the barges. I've got what they're called. Not a canoe. You don't go on a romantic trip for two with a canoe. You know, like they do in Venice. What are they called? Gondola. Gondolas. Yeah, something. That's what they have at Oxford, don't they? Are they kind of punting things? Yeah. I've never been on one, actually, because I'm not too steady now. I'm getting to an age where I should be careful walking downstairs and somebody will have to hold my hand. In fact, something really funny happened last year. Oh, it might have been this year, actually. I was out at the Haybridge Basin. It's really lovely there. I've been there a few times and have a lovely time there. Get a nice bit of food down there and, go for a mooch around. It's just really lovely. It's a lovely place. I actually went on one of the little river boats. It just goes up and down that section, so it's not a huge. It doesn't go anywhere else. It's about 40 minutes, but it's just nice, relaxing. I was parked in the main car park and I was walking up the steps and the person that I was with went, oh, be careful, and then they fell up the steps and then I couldn't stop laughing, you know, because I am very, very clumsy. I'm always sort of like staggering over or just sort of walking into bushes or doing stuff, but they did trip up the steps and it just made me laugh. And there's nothing like when somebody's walking or if somebody's in a bad mood, they're going and somebody's moaning and then they trip up, and that makes me laugh even more because you're not meant to laugh That does make me, yeah, it sets me off on the giggles. I can't help myself. Now, I haven't heard this song for a long time. This is Bad Company. We can't get enough, like, right, can't get enough of your love. Let's see what key it starts in. I think it goes, da, 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 da. Well, I'll take whatever I want. Let's see. See if I'm right. I don't think I am. Totally wrong. I haven't got a perfect pitch today.
Well, I'll take whatever I want. And baby, I want you. You give me something I need. Now tell me I got something for you.
It's like spending time with a friend.
Hi, I'm Daniel, and I like local radio. Got it. Local, independent, unsigned artist.
You move, I'm probably gonna explode. It's true, I'm probably gonna explode. Tell anybody if you wanna.
That is We Are Scientists with Nobody Move, Nobody Get Hurt. Just coming up to 11:41 on Phoenix FM, you're listening to Michelle Walbury, My Brunch.
I absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Now, a quick look at the roads, see if there's any major problems. It's pretty quiet normally this time of day. But at the moment, Brook Street roundabout is fine. A1023, no problems. And Wilson's Corner is running nicely. Temporary traffic signals due to water main work on the A129 Rayleigh Road at Church Lane. And if you're heading down from Brook Street roundabout all the way down towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run. Coming back through the tunnel, starting to get a little bit busy, as it always does. Temporary traffic signals due to gas main work on the B186 Clay Tie Road. And that's at the B187. You've also got temporary traffic signals due to construction on Shepherd's Hill at Phillida Road. And lane closed on entry ramp due to long-term construction on the M25 anti-clockwise at Junction 28, A12 Brentwood Brook Street roundabout. Expect delays down to one lane, affecting traffic back onto the roundabout, which is during the rush hour. It's horrendous. Up to the M11, you've got a clear run, and going up towards Chelmsford, a nice clear run there too. You'll get more traffic and travel coming up in an hour. We'll have some morning music coming up in a while. Before that, here's Jason Derulo featuring Meghan Trainor with Hands On Me.
Baby, put your hands on me. You got that bomb, baby.
She was the girl next door. That's my fine ass neighbor. Told her if she wants some sugar, baby, don't be a stranger. And she said, when I need something sweet, I'll be coming over to you. That girl was knocking in the middle of the night, wearing nothing but a robe that she took off inside. And she said, boy, I'm getting cold, here's what I need you to do. Baby, put your hands on me. Both hands on me. You're the only one I need. So baby, put your hands on me. Both hands on me. When we dance, put your hands all over me.
Hey, alright, hey. Been such a long time since I've been lucky. Don't have to be shy, say I bet you want me. Come and touch me tenderly. So come and give me that body heat. I want your body heat on me. I can barely sleep. I'm trying to turn up the degrees with you all over me.
So baby, put your hands on me. Both hands on me. Right now, you're the only one I need. So baby, put your hands.
Darling, you are the only one I need.
No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid.
Just as long as you kiss me before you leave.
So baby,
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., Contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. Making your celebration that bit more special.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Now we've got more new music. The artist is Tom and his Free Mockingbirds. And the song title is Melbourne Cup Mag featuring BJ. The song is to usher in Down Under Spring Carnival and celebrate Melbourne Cup, the race that stops the nation. You can come and join us this evening, Tuesday. That's Tom and his Free Mockingbirds. They're Mockingbirds. They're a bass band of indie muses, it says here. And we shall break through together. Come and join us. So if you want to hear the excellent track, it's coming up next. This is Tom and his Free Mockingbirds, and this is called Melbourne Cup Mag featuring BJ.
Melbourne Magnificent, where did you get that sway? Melbourne Magnificent, it's a Melbourne Cup day. We rose, spring it, build our horses, bow the sweetest way. We spring our carnival, such a true day. Make it the great Melbourne Cup day. Great ocean dry, boom around, beautiful day. Great ocean, some spirits we must part away. We bask our zed, we valley vine it. We have all toss it down, we got a Melbourne Cup race, aye, aye, mag, magnificent way. Melbourne Magnificent, we came a long, long way. Melbourne Magnificent, we can borrow the black day. We shall leave the atonement, the forgiveness, the closure. Give thanks to our original heritage, great old magical way. Great Melbourne Cup, right, yeah, gallop all the way. Great Melbourne Cup, right, yeah, my love's big hearted way. Melbourne Cup Magnificent, when praise gallop our summer play. Melbourne Cup Magnificent, every city's a rainbow way. We birdcage our celebrities, we showcase our showground. We care for horses the right way, make it a Melbourne Cup way. Great ocean dry, boom around, beautiful day. Great ashes, some spirits we must part away. We bask our zed, we valley vine it. We have all toss it down, we got a Melbourne Cup race, aye, aye, aye. Magnificent way, Melbourne Cup Magnificent, Melbourne Cup Magnificent, Melbourne Cup Magnificent, proud of the sporting way. Great Melbourne Cup, right, yeah, gallop all the way. Great Melbourne Cup, right, yeah, my love's big hearted way. Scores it, we volley vine it. We have all toss it down. We got a Melbourne Cup race, aye, aye, aye. Magnificent way. Melbourne Cup Magnificent, Melbourne Cup Magnificent, Melbourne Cup Magnificent, proud of a racing hay.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I'm waking up the hardest, and every day felt the longest. Oh, blessings were unwanted, constantly haunted.
Take that, and I kind of heard that song and I went, whoa, that is a good song. I had read the biography by Gary Barlow, which was out at the time when things, I think Patience was just coming out. So you know, the kind of, they dropped off, didn't they, basically, and there are people mocking him at the Brits and all sorts, because Gary Barlow had a solo career that kind of bit the dust a bit because he didn't get much support. Then he basically just got ignored by everybody. I think he had people at record labels didn't talk to him anymore. He said it felt very isolating going from being in Take That and being massively successful. And then you had obviously Robbie Williams, who then came out and had all these amazing tracks, and Gary was kind of pushed to the side. Very competitive, Gary, as well, you can tell from his book, and a hard worker. You know, when he was about 15 or 14, he used to do background music for Ken Dodd. There's a very good interview on our website, actually, from Bob Simpson, who's here on a Wednesday between 10 and 1 with 123. He did an interview with Ken Dodd. Very good interview. You can check it out online because it is still there. But Gary Barlow used to do the backup music for Ken Dodd. So he said, and Ken Dodd was notoriously always going over. So he'd get on stage and then people would end up with a 3-hour show when they're only meant to be there an hour and a half. So Gary would be on his keyboard playing away in the background. bit of background music, whatever, in between. And that's how he started. So he was always, always really hard working. And then they came back with that that song, Patience, that one. Doesn't go anything like that, and that was in the totally wrong key. But they came back with that, and it was like, whoa, that is classy. And I think that's the first thing I thought. The video was lovely. I liked the video because it was quite simple, and I just thought to myself, that is a classy track. I mean, that must be nearly, what, 15, 20 years ago now. Again, something like that. Brilliant track, though. Do you know what? I don't even want to look. I thought it might be... Let's have a look. Get it, Patience, take that. I don't know why I'm doing that voice again. Patience. It came out in 2006. I was right, nearly 20 years ago, isn't it? Ish. 16 years ago. Brilliant track. Loved it. And they're just coming out with more and more great stuff. They're really good songwriters. I mean, they just are. I've never seen them live, though. That's the only thing. They were in a studio having their pictures taken while I was next door working. But I was too front. My friend used to run this, you know, I used to work in a big building. It was all to do with music and photography and, you know, they used to do the big shows of bands, recording studio. It was what a fantastic place to work when I was a youngster starting off. And I worked there back. And I used to go and work somewhere else and come back and do another job in that building. I used to love it. But take that, we're in there quite a bit having their pictures taken. But I never went into the studio that day. Apparently, they were lovely. But, yeah, I wanted to go in, but I was a bit nervous. My friend would have just said, Emma would have said, come in and say hello. But I didn't. I was too frightened. Yeah, I was too frightened to do that. That's like, I always say about the time, I'm going to say it again, the time that I nearly met Tom Jones. Because he stood behind me, and I was too frightened to turn around. He's going, oh, wait, I'm going to have my picture stick. And he doesn't sound anything like he was behind me, and I didn't know what to do. And then the next time, he was recording at the studio that I used to run, and I wasn't in on that day. Apparently, everyone loved him because he was recording on a Saturday, and I managed the studio, but I wasn't there on the Saturday. I was quite tempted to come in, actually, go, hi, Tom, how you doing? But I didn't. Everyone said he was gorgeous. What a lovely bloke. And there is a dat somewhere, this is how long ago it is, with him mentioning the floor of the studio being very, very polished because my cleaner got a bit excited and used the wrong stuff on the floor. So Tom Jones walked into the live room and went from one side to the other. A big long slide. I went, oh, you could hear him on the microphone. They did play it to me. I'm sure I've got it probably in my loft somewhere because I kept a lot of the recordings. And then the third time was when I nearly got on The Voice. I got to the bit they were filming, the bit before you actually go on. So I got there's loads of different stages with The Voice, and I got to the bit where they record you so they can sit there and decide who's actually going to go through to the live show. And I did all the stuff, and I got through to this last bit, and he would have been my judge. And then I never got through to the show. I did cry, actually, when they rung me afterwards. It was such a build-up to go, oh, I might get on it. And even then, if they'd have not turned around, I would have cried. I'm not an emotional person, but I think when you've done all the auditions, everything else, and then you don't get through, I remember going, I was in my car making that noise. And then I actually looked at myself in the mirror, because there's nothing like when you're crying, just going, looking at yourself where you're going, now, that is Tom Jones, but we don't have time for him because I've been waffling on, so I'm going to play Thunderball when we come back from the 12 o'clock news. You got a taste there of Tom Jones quickly, swiftly taken away. Off we go to the news.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.